Keaton Glogley with Shane Opitz, the newest Lugnut. Shane, where were you before you joined the team?
I was in Clearwater, Florida, in extended spring training.
And when did you make your way up here?
Let's see, Friday, was it? I got the news. What day is it today? What is today?
Today is Monday.
I think I got up here Saturday, Friday or Saturday.
Great. Now, you knew a lot of these guys, did you not, from Vancouver?
Yeah. The majority of this team I played with last year up in Vancouver.
You were one of the younger players on the Vancouver roster. Did you kind of notice? Did you get a feel from that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I noticed that I was younger, but all the guys were really cool to me. We're all good friends. The age doesn't really matter.
What about the level of play or just being a younger guy who's moving up the ranks quickly?
I mean, obviously I haven't gotten much playing time here yet, but the level of play looks the same as it was in Vancouver, so I'm pretty used to it.
How was your time in Vancouver, just the experience overall?
It was an awesome place to play. I love Vancouver, and I definitely learned a lot from it and grew as a player.
What kind of things did you learn, and how did you grow?
Well, the pitching there was a lot different. You know, guys up there can command multiple pitches as opposed to the younger levels. You see a lot more fastballs, and I think that's how it's going to be here too. Guys have a lot of command over their pitches.
Your brother, a professional baseball player as well. Do you rely on him for some advice?
Yeah, he always gives me great advice. My ears are open to him anytime.
What are some of the bigger pieces of advice that you've taken with you?
Pretty much just stay within my game. Don't try and do too much.
How is he doing now? I know he was in the Cubs system for a little while.
He actually he got released in spring training this year.
I believe I saw that he acted as your negotiator when you were negotiating your contract.
He did all the negotiations. He acted as my agent.
Now, he went to Nebraska, correct?
Yeah.
And that was where you had committed before you signed?
Yeah, we're big Nebraska fans. That's where my whole dad's side of the family is from, so we're huge Husker fans.
What made you decide to go into pro ball instead of going to Nebraska?
I think, I just liked my opportunity. And, obviously the dream was to play pro ball, so when the opportunity came early, I took it.
Do you have any other brothers?
Yes, I have a little brother. He's 13, switch hitting catcher. Look out for him.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Oh, yeah. And so where is he playing now?
My dad is coaching him. He's on a team called the Colorado Blazers.
And how's that team doing?
I mean, I think they're something like 15-3 or something. That's for me and my older brother. My dad's coached all of us on that team, so we're always pretty good.
So does that mean the dinner table conversation usually revolves around baseball when you guys are all back together?
When my mom and sister allow it, usually, yeah.
So they veto it and try to move it the other way?
Whatever they want to talk about, we talk about. We do baseball all day, every day.
You're a shortstop from Colorado. Andy Burns, one of the shortstops from Colorado. Did you know about him, hear about him, or play against him at all?
I didn't really know him at all. I didn't ever play against him either.
Can you play any other positions besides shortstop?
I play a little bit of second, but I'm mainly shortstop.
Well, great. Shane, thanks so much for joining me.
No problem.
We'll be back after this with more Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.